The neshama, as we have been learning, needs time to recuperate after its connection with the guf and after it enters the ilam of neshamas, and it needs time to grow and become elevated. It needs to recognize its own full potential to shine and connect with Hashem and reach perfection. This is one purpose that the ilam of neshamas serves. Through becoming stronger and greater, it will be able to fully recognize its purpose upon the advent of Tchias HaMeisim. The neshama, even now, even in its reduced state on this world, even being connected to a physical body, is still tremendous and bright. It would naturally elevate a man to such great and elevated level that we wouldn't even be people anymore. We would be spiritual beings. And the only thing that prevents this from happening is Hashem, who decreed that the neshama should be held back and not allowed to fully affect its host, the physical body. It can only affect the guf exactly how much, as much Hashem allows it to. Through doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the neshama brightens and elevates a man, but just to the level which Hashem decreed it can. Eventually a person dies, and the neshama goes on to the world of the neshamas, which we call Gan Eden, to recuperate and await rejoining the rebuilt and rejuvenated guf in the world to come by Tchias HaMeisim. This is an amazing concept to think about. We have no idea, no inkling, of how powerful and great our neshamas are. I was asked by a child on Shabbos to explain the concept of a Gilgal. Are our neshamas really ours or someone else's? Will they go into a different person or not? So I'm not sure exactly what the child expected to understand, and I don't know that I know that I don't understand, so I can't explain what I don't understand, but I explained to him this concept that our neshamas are much, much, much greater than our bodies. The Sefarim explained that the body is just like a shoe for the neshama. The majority can't even be contained by the body. And this is what was hinted when Hashem commands Moshe, Shal ne'olecho me'al reglecho, remove your shoes from your feet. He really meant shed your physical self and allow your neshama to dominate. When we get an extra neshama on Shabbos, neshama yisera, it just means that a drop more of the neshama is allowed to enter the body. And look how much that elevates us. We don't understand what it means this neshama is in this person or that, but we have to understand that the neshama is a lot more than we can begin to imagine. When Tchias HaMeisim happens and the neshama rejoins the guf, it'll be unfettered, and its full power and brightness will illuminate the person. Every person will be immediately transformed and purified and perfected by the power of the neshama. It'll take place in each person according to the level of effort and avodah he completed in this world. But that level, no matter what it is, it will be far above and beyond anything we can imagine. This won't be a slow process like a child growing up. It'll happen immediately. But this won't be the end. After the initial purification and holiness, then there will be a constant state of growth and improvement for every single person as they grow closer and closer to Hashem. They'll attain a level upon level, and this is the true joy and accomplishment in the world to come. This is the end of chapter 3, and Amir Hashem will now begin chapter 4.